When you think of teens producing media, you might think of short-form videos on the latest social media platform.
But a group of high school students in Wanakee has been working in an older format. They're producing a new student newspaper, not as a website, but in an actual print edition.
Eleanor Moyers and Oliver Koziel are the founding editors-in-chief of the Prairie Hawk Press, a new print newspaper at Madison Country Day School in Wanakee. The first edition came out a couple days ago. Oliver, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
And Eleanor, thanks for coming up to the studio.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's start with you, Eleanor. People might figure, hey, high school students today, what are they going to do? They're going to produce something in video, right, on social media. What made you and your team want to produce a print edition of a newspaper?
So we think it's really important that, like, student voices are heard, and we really want to share these stories about these students at our school. And a print edition is really cool because they can actually hold it in their hand.
And Oliver, what are you hoping a school newspaper can do for your school? What do you hope the rest of the school gets out of the work you're doing?
Yeah, of course. So, like, some students, they do a lot of stuff outside of school that we normally would not see or know. And I think a print edition of a newspaper would really tell those stories. Like, for example, we have a student that does a lot of orchestra stuff outside of school, and no one really knows they do it. And the newspaper is a great way to highlight those things.
Now, there's a lot that goes into making a print newspaper. Eleanor, what kind of things have you learned along the way?
So I've learned a lot about, like, when interviewing someone, it's really important to actually talk to them and sit down and have a conversation with them. Because if we just text them or email them, we're not actually getting the whole story. It's just limited to the questions that we ask them. So by having a conversation and actually talking to them, we get to, like, find out all these new things that we wouldn't have, like, thought about before.
And then you get to ask follow-up questions, like I just did there, right?
Exactly.
And Oliver, what stood out to you? What kind of things did you learn along the way of from the idea to being about to print this thing?
Yeah, of course. So, like, the way you write a journalism story is much different than what you would write for, like, a history essay for school. And I found that really interesting because you have to write it in an inverted pyramid where you put the most important information at the top and the least important at the bottom.
And Oliver, let's stay with you. What were some of the biggest challenges in producing a new print newspaper from scratch?
Yeah, of course. I think the layout was really hard because we didn't really know anything about how to lay out a newspaper, especially with these new platforms like Adobe InDesign. So that took us quite a long time.
How did you learn how to do that?
So we actually hired a few people from, I don't really know if I can say his name, but they really helped us out by just, like, teaching us by, you know, some classes. Yeah.
And what, Eleanor, were the biggest challenges for you along the way?
So I think it's challenging to get everyone motivated to be able to, like, do all this writing and to do all this work. But it's really fun because we've had, like, little lock-in sessions to do this work with donuts and bagels. And then that's
classic journalism.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You can't have journalism without bagels. I don't. So.
Well, and donuts, especially.
Mm-hmm. Good motivation.
Now, there are a bunch of stories, I imagine, in this first issue. You've got a mock-up here. It's getting ready to go to the press. I want to ask each of you your favorite story or one that stood out to you in this first issue. Let's start with you, Eleanor.
So one of our staff members wrote a feature on this woman named Katarina, who Oliver was talking about earlier. And she's this amazing and inspirational celloist. And it's really cool to be able to share her story. And then the fact that she can also, like, hold this newspaper, too. Like, it's going to be print. It's going to be there for her and for the rest of the, like, MCDS community and, like, now the Madison community to be able to learn about her.
And Oliver, what was another favorite of yours?
Yeah, so, like, we sent out a data survey kind of asking these funny out-of-pocket questions to all these students, and we got to write kind of like a – kind of ask, like, what's the funniest thing in your backpack right now? And I found that story really funny to write. Had a ton of graphs, and it was just really cool.
Did people respond pretty well to that? Did a lot of people offer the funniest thing in their backpack and the other zany answers?
Yeah. It was really funny. Like, one student had, like, a spatula in his bag, and I found, like – and then we have, like – I think it was 50, like, responders, and it was great.
This seems like an opportunity to learn. I mean, that's what journalism is, I guess, learn about your community. Do you feel like you understand your class, your school community better now, having done this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We had to, like, learn their hobbies and other things we wouldn't know about them outside of school, because you really only see people as their persona, like, kind of what they put on in school, but you don't really know what's really going on, like, at home or what they do.
Do you hope, Eleanor, this is kind of like an icebreaker, a way to people for people to learn things about each other, not just you all on the staff, but the school in general?
Yeah, because it's also, like, showing the things that, like, our school wouldn't usually talk about, like the yonder pouches. Is they're like the pouches that, like, lock up people's phones, and students technically don't really use them that much, but we can't, like, openly talk about the fact that we don't use them. But it's really interesting in the survey because only one person answered that they have used their yonder pouch, like, that day.
Huh. Now, I remember, speaking of the challenge, the first time I called somebody up to do a journalistic interview, and I remember feeling kind of shy and kind of like rude, like I'm calling you and I'm expecting you to talk to me right now. Happily, I got over that as my career went on. What was it like for you setting up and doing interviews, Oliver?
It was pretty nerve-wracking. I mean, like, we had to interview upperclassmen, like, seniors, and that was, like, pretty scared of, like, what they would think of me. But as you, like, did more and more interviews, you realize that people don't really care, and they really just, like, see you as kind of, like, an opportunity to talk about themselves, and that just really gave me motivation and made me want to do even more interviews.
And Eleanor, how about you? Did you have that initial roadblock there in doing that?
Yeah, and we did a journalism camp at the University of Iowa last summer, and we would do man-on-the-street interviews there where we would just go up to random people, and that was really cool because we would just go and talk to them, and it would be like, okay, like, we're students that are at this camp doing journalism. This is, like, fine.
Eleanor Moyers and Oliver Koziol are with us. They're the founding editors-in-chief of the Prairie Hawk Press, a new print newspaper at Madison Country Day School in Wanakee. I'm curious for both of you, before you tackled this project, how much did you follow any kind of news, and where did you go for news? Let's, Eleanor, start with you there.
So I used to have a weekly subscription to The Week Junior, and that was like the main way I would get news. But we would
The Week's that national outlet, and they kind of sum up the stories, and they have a junior edition. I didn't know that.
They do, yeah. So that was really cool. But now I use like the New York Times app to get news, and it's also really cool because I get to like see their structure that's similar to how we have like how we write our stories with the inverted pyramid and like how they string together quotes.
And Oliver, what was your news diet before you started this project?
Yeah, it was a lot of TikTok, if I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. It was mostly like online shorts and kind of memes. And I feel like that's why the newspaper is so great, because it allowed me to like realize that TikTok is not the greatest source of news because there's fake news. And I also listened to some of the radio, like NPR, with my grandma and my parents, and they would put it on in the car. So I would get some of that from there too.
Now, having done this and completed doing this paper, does that make you think differently, Oliver, when you're consuming news, whether it's on TikTok or listening to the radio or whatever?
Yeah, for sure. You can definitely tell when something is fake or even AI with all that spreading around, and just really producing it really kind of let you see and make sense of all the news going around and what's fake, what's not, what's exaggerated and what's belittled. So, yeah.
And how about you, Eleanor? Has doing this changed the way you look at or listen to or watch news?
Yeah, because I do see, like, the inverted pyramid structure. We were listening to an article in the car with, like, my family, and I was pointing out to my mom, like, how they were stringing together quotes, because it was really interesting how it was similar to how we do it, only on a professional scale, which was so cool.
Now, they don't have it in their hands yet. You've talked to people. What's been the reaction so far from your fellow students to this project, Eleanor?
Well, we have put out an online edition in December, and they didn't really know that we kept adding to that one, but we're trying to do, like, more publicity in our school, like, talking at assemblies, so that we can have, like, a better reaction when we put out the newspaper, and that's going to be really cool.
Now, you're both first-year students. Oliver, you've got this print edition coming out at the end of freshman year. Is there going to be another attempt come your sophomore year?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Our like long-term goals for the newspaper is really to get one out every quarter of the year, because our school does quarters, like first quarter, second quarter, so on. And our kind of like main goal is to get one out every quarter and hopefully continue that cycle so it becomes more a part of student culture.
And do you have, Eleanor, people lining up now that they see you're almost done with this project saying, hey, yeah, I want to do this next semester?
Yeah, because people are able to read and see that our newspaper is like about the whole school, not only because our school is pre-K through 12. So it's about not only high school, but also like the lower school students, too. And they can be involved in it, too. Like they can send us story ideas, and middle school students, if they want to, can write for it, too.
If somebody's listening from another school around the state saying, gosh, yeah, that sounds cool, what would you say to them about getting started, Oliver, based on your experience? How would they start that process rolling?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think the hardest part is the first step in really starting it, because it really starts as an idea in your head and no one really plans to execute it. But once you start getting it rolling and you meet with an advisor and get it really started, you can really start. It basically just starts to grow and grow and like exponentially, and sooner or later you'll have a full edition that you can pull out.
I'm wondering for both of you, if this makes you want to do more experiences in journalism, whether or not it's a career. Don't worry about your career quite at this point. You mentioned a thing at a college out of state. Does this make you want to try, Eleanor, other journalistic efforts?
Yeah, and I also I think it'd be really interesting to try photojournalism too, because that's something that our school, we haven't like incorporated that into our own newspaper yet, but that's like such a big element that would be really cool.
And Oliver, how about next steps, possible next steps for you?
Yeah, me and Eleanor are actually attending the University of Florida over the summer, and that's, I think, is the next step in pursuing journalism.
All right. And in just a couple few days, I understand you're going to have the actual thing in your hand. How excited are you for that?
I'm really excited. It's going to be super cool.
Eleanor?
Yeah. And we're going to try to put like carts all around the school so that we can like spread like the newspaper everywhere. And it's going to be so fun.
All right. We'll leave it there. Eleanor, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And Oliver, thanks for being with us.
Of course.
Oliver Koziol and Eleanor Myers are the founding editors-in-chief of the Prairie Hawk Press, a new print newspaper at Madison Country Day School in Wanakee. I talked to them earlier this week, and since then the paper has come out. Hey, did you do journalism back in the high school? Were you part of a school newspaper, or are you starting one at your own school now? Maybe it just came out this semester. Let us know about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that email is wisconsintoday@wpr.org.